In the case of Ruth Schuett, another innovation that could make her life better is an automated pill dispenser like this one.
Time for your medication. Press button to dispense.
It's designed to eliminate the guesswork and confusion often involved with taking a host of prescription medications. The caregiver fills a week's worth of pills into these small cups and loads them. When the reminder's heard,
take medicines with food.
The medication for that day is dispensed automatically.
Thank you.
So Ruth can be at work and still rest assured that her mom is getting the medicine she needs.
I think the technology behind some of these medication management systems that both control the dosage, manage the administration of that dosage, those are going to be wonderful systems in keeping people in their homes longer.
In my country, the old people, we prefer they're with us. No matter how hard it is, I love to have my family at home.
As Ruth will attest, caring for your parent is not easy. But that's exactly what's happening to many Americans 50 and older.
Three quarters of the care that's given is given by family and friends. Only one quarter is delivered by paid caregivers. But it's hard.
Despite that, fewer people are turning to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Instead, they're looking for new ways to let their loved ones stay in their homes as long as possible.
They're interested in technology that lets you stay in touch with your parents, even if they're living some distance away. You can keep an eye on them through technology.
You might start with this unit.
That interest has given rise to a whole new tech industry called remote monitoring, and it's catching on with baby boomers.
The idea of monitoring an aging family member can be a tough subject to bring up. You know, it does involve privacy, but you can monitor somebody a number of different ways. And monitoring is a big step for some people, but it can be very useful.
Michael Murdoch is 46 years old, born at the very end of the baby boom. His mother, Elizabeth Roach, is 70 and has reached an age where her kids have begun to worry about her.
I'm the youngest son, and my mom's getting older, and she's been taking care of our family and her brothers and sisters as long as I can remember. So I feel like it's my time to be back and take care of her.
But there's a problem. Michael lives near Denver, Colorado. His mom lives in Harrisonburg, Virginia, about 1,600 miles away.
It's hard to be in touch with your mom's day-to-day life when you're so far away. There's really no better word for it than guilt. I feel guilty.
His mother lives by herself. She's been on her own for some time, but she wouldn't have it any other way.
I love my independence, yes. This house has been my home for 15 years, and I love it very much.
But Michael and his siblings have been concerned about their mother's safety. They also didn't want her to feel lonely or isolated.
Hi, Mom. Hi, I'm just checking. How are you doing today?
They tried to make nightly phone calls work.
Bye.
Then Michael found a unique new way to not only stay in better touch with his mother, but also to keep an eye on her from afar. It's called GrandCare.
People want to remain at home.
I was at a trade show, and I just happened to be walking past it on the trade show floor. It kind of dawned on me that, wow, this would be a great product for my mom.
A network of wireless sensors is placed in key spots around a house. There are no cameras, just motion detectors. The baby boomer caregivers can then remotely monitor much of what's going on in the home. If someone's in the kitchen, gone out, or perhaps is still in bed.
One way to look at this is that that sensor system can alleviate guilt. Another way is that it does provide that peace of mind. So it's a way to stay on top of the situation and be that responsive adult child that you want to be.
I spent days actually just checking it out, and I think it's going to be something good for Mom.
Michael met with his sister Melody to talk it over. At first, she was skeptical.
No cameras were involved. but to, I just didn't want to invade her privacy. I didn't want her to think we were attempting to control her.
58-year-old Melody Turlington lives in Smithfield, Virginia, on the other side of the state. So she's also quite a distance from her mom.
It's a 3.5-hour drive for me. So if anything was to happen to her, it would take me a long time to get to her.
So despite Melody's reservations, Michael managed to convince his sister and his mother to give it a try.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
He bought the system and traveled to Virginia to get it up and running. Michael is pretty tech savvy, so he installed the motion sensors himself. There are 15 sensors now placed all over the house. On the doors, kitchen cabinets, under his mother's favorite chair, even beneath her mattress.
What I can actually tell is by intensity, I can see that how restless she was during those time periods.
Linked wirelessly to a central computer, this network of sensors provides all kinds of information about Elizabeth's activities, health, and welfare. Data that can be accessed remotely from anywhere.
Being able to check in on her gives you a great peace of mind. It's not an insurance policy, but boy, it sure makes you feel good to go, Mom's up. You know, Mom's in the kitchen. You know, there was movement within the last 3 minutes in the kitchen.
A sensor in the medicine cabinet tells them whether Mom's taken her pills. The one on the stovetop can let them know if she's left the oven on by mistake. And the panic button in the bedroom can alert them if she's had an accident.
Hello, this is a message from Grand Care Systems regarding Elizabeth Roach. The action button to panic was pressed.
For millions of baby boomers who can't be with their aging loved ones around the clock, remote monitoring systems can really be a godsend.
They're monitoring systems almost like an alarm system. The same way that ADT is monitoring our home, virtual caregivers are monitoring your parents. And it also allows your parents to still have some independence. They get to stay in their home.
As part of her daily routine, Elizabeth takes her own blood pressure. And every morning, she checks her weight on the scales in the bathroom.
126.6.
It's information that automatically gets relayed to the main server, so her kids can see it.
She's always been independent, demands her independence. So this way I can check on her without her knowing it, technically.
Melody's use of the system is not limited to checking wave after wave of motion graphics or gauging her mom's vital signs.
Answer with Biddy.
Hi, Mom.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. How are you?
She's also able to communicate with her mother face-to-face. Virtually.
Your birthday's coming up, so I can't tell you what I bought.
I'll send you a list. If we're having an event at my home that she's not able to attend, I can have everyone there and they can talk to her. So then she can feel a part of it.
Once confined to the realm of science fiction, using webcams and computers for video calling is now commonplace. The consumer market leader Skype has more than 560 million users around the world, and that number is growing.
You can eat with Mom and Dad every night by using the computer, using a Skype system or some other kind of a video system. You literally can sit down to dinner together. You can engage in conversation, that social connection, which is so wonderful.
For Elizabeth Roach, that social connection is key.
Okay, more pictures.
Systems like this include a large user-friendly touchscreen monitor so she can get and send email. And look at family photo albums, one of her favorite things to do.
My mom went from being pessimistic about having a computer and worried about her privacy to telling me that it doesn't matter if she has to start paying for it herself, she wants to keep it.
To tech experts like Daniel Seiberg, that news comes as no surprise.
Touchscreen technology is fun, and you get it instantly. I've seen a 3-year-old child figure out a touchscreen in a few seconds, and I've watched a woman in her 80s pick it up and just start swiping the screen. It's very intuitive, it's very easy to use, and it keeps bringing you back to it.
And what's really important to Elizabeth Roach is that the system may very well help her stay in the home she loves for a long time to come.
It makes me happy that somebody's taking care of Mom. They're looking after Mom, even if it's from afar.
Hi, sweetie.
And so, even though he lives more than 1,600 miles away, Michael Murdoch can pack up and leave his mom's house with a much clearer conscience.
It doesn't mow her lawn, but it does make me feel a lot better. The fact that I feel that I have changed the last years of her life makes me feel good.
This technology works when someone like Elizabeth Roach is inside the house. But what about when he or she leaves home? One solution that's gaining traction is GPS. Footwear.
GPS and shoes just make sense. The person's walking around all the time, they're wearing shoes on their feet, you can follow where they go.
The shoes have a miniature GPS tracker embedded in the heels. Those chips send location coordinates to a central monitoring station. The caregiver would then have a link to an online map showing the wearer's route and location.
A GPS system like that in the shoe, it again provides that same kind of peace of mind that a monitoring system installed in the house will provide, especially with somebody who is suffering from early stages of dementia and has the potential of getting lost.
The Alzheimer's Association says most people with the disease will wander at least once. 70% of those folks will wander more than once. These shoes could help ensure they get home safely.
My grandmother had Alzheimer's, and these are the type of shoes that I think would have been great for her because she didn't always know where she was or where she was going.
The Pew Research Center predicts that the number of senior citizens in the U.S. will more than double by the year 2050. If a pair of GPS footwear can help those folks stay active, safe, and independent, many might think the $300 price tag is well worth it.
The less independence you have, the older you feel. Most people don't want to feel old. So I think technology being that bridge to allowing you to stay as young for as long as possible, that's what it does for a lot of people.